Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's show, we have Panora Mayor Patrick Parker.
Thanks, Mayor Pat, for joining the program.
Yes, thank you for inviting me on to help clarify some of the stuff from our council meeting Monday night.
For sure, for sure. And one of the things you guys had on the agenda was the five recipients of the Community Development Block Grant. You guys, can you give me some information on just how that will benefit the community?
Okay, back in 2018, the council set some goals to try and improve our housing stock. And with that, back in 2020, we worked with Region 12 Council of Government, and we applied for a Community Development Block Grant that would help a minimum of four, but up to six recipients, and they had to be pre-qualified. So what that means was the city advertised that we were looking for people that had outside interior work that needed done and that were at or below the grant that would help them work on their windows, their siding, and their roof to make the outside of their house look better and be more energy efficient. And at the time we applied for the grant, we had four homes had submitted their paperwork and qualified, and then we submitted and it was approved. And then after we had this homeowner come forward, so we had to wait until we got through with the four that we were doing to see what was left in additional funds, and there was some funds left over, so we have now applied for and been accepted to put the fifth house in the program.
They went through the process, and some of them, I take it, didn't want the grant money, and then some did. Could you go through the process of how, through the process to get the grant?
Right. We held a public hearing, and we let the public know that we were applying with stuff on our website, what it took. And then we also reached out to different homeowners in the town and let them know about the program. And some of them said, I want to take care of myself, my homeowner myself. I'm not interested in a grant. I will work on it. And others were like, this is a great opportunity. It allows me to do some of the repairs I wanted to do in my house. I just haven't been able to do them. And the feedback we've been getting from the four homeowners that we worked with so far have been outstanding. They love the program. They're appreciative that we were able to get this money to help them.
And then is this something you're looking to do in the future?
Every so many years, we do different projects. The state changes them. About 6 or 7 years ago, we had one similar to this, except for that one was on the interior of the house. So they came in and did stuff on the interior of the house to help a homeowner make it so it was maybe handicapped accessible, or if there was mobility issues for the homeowner, be done. So it just depends on what the program is. And we're always working with Region 12 and partnering with a down payment assistance money on things to help new homeowners and things that way. So the city is always looking as to how we can get leveraged grant money to help our citizens improve their housings.
And I know you already said it, but I think you were cutting out a little bit, but they had to make a financial criteria to get the grant.
Right. They had to be and that number depends on how many people live in the household. So it looks at their household income and do they fit within certain criteria. And if they met within that criteria, then that qualified them for the grant. I was going to say, Panora does have a high number of low and moderate income individuals in our community, so that's one of the reasons we're constantly looking for these grants to help those individuals.
And then another thing you guys are looking to do is get an automatic meter reading system. Could you guys go into detail on, like, what are the problems you guys are coming across with the current meter reading system?
Yes, the council has been looking for several years at going to remote meter read. Right now, what it is we have to have multiple employees. It's normally four employees take 1 to 2 days to walk the town to every house to read the meters. So in the wintertime, they're walking through snow drifts over ice and things like that, trying to get to each house to read the meter. If it's a fenced-in yard, is it unlocked where we can get into it? Do they have an animal or a dog that's in the area that may be an issue that we got to work with the homeowner to get in? We're moving it to a radio transmission. We could drive around the town with the vehicle, and what takes four people a day or more to go read, we can do in 1 to 2 hours. We can read it all, and then it's automatically uploaded into our software system for each account, where once we read it now, it goes back to City Hall, and then it's got to be gone through and manually inputted every account. And there's about 600 water meters and about 700 electric meters that we have in the town. So there's a little over 1,300 meters that get read and then have to be all manually entered in. where with this new technology that would automatically be loaded up into our system. And with the new system, if a homeowner has an issue and all of a sudden they're using more electric or more water than normal, this new system would allow us to go in and go back 40 days of their usage on an hour-by-hour basis. And we could look and see when their usage is peaking to help explain maybe what's causing their increase in usage.
And when are you guys planning on making a decision on a company and a technology to use for this?
We're in the early stages right now, just getting the information. When the council first started looking at it back in 2018 and before, financially we couldn't do it without having to raise all the utility rates, and the council just didn't think that was feasible for the town or the citizens. Where now that we've got some money from the American Rescue Fund with the, or COVID dollars, we got local option sales tax, and we got the project money that has come back in from that we did for work that came back in. We're able to look at doing something now and not have to raise utility rates. So Monday night, we, the first company, kind of come and present the stuff. Staff has been doing some research, and now the staff is going to invite another company that we're looking at only companies right now that currently are able to work with the current software system that the city uses. We don't want to have to bring in a new software system for this. So the companies that we're going to invite in, G-Works or Data Tech is where our accounting system is through. So their systems would all be able to sync into that for us and work right into our utility system easily. So we'll bring in another company at one of the next couple meetings. And then after that, the council will sit down and we will develop a scope of work, put it out for bid. And then depending on where the bids come in, then this council will then decide whether they move forward with the project or not.
And that was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Panora Mayor Patrick Parker. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.